Former resistance fighter Zana Gusmão was sworn in as East Timor's prime minister today as election-related violence entered a third straight day. Alison Cooper is the spokesperson for the United Nations Integrated Mission in Timor-Leste. She told us the latest about the situation on the ground.
The new government in Timor-Leste was announced on Monday. Since that time, we've seen sporadic and isolated incidents of violence being reported. There has been reports of some of the people engaging in violence wearing T-shirts belonging to a political party. The head of the UN mission today stated that it appears some of the people appear to have an allegiance to Fretlin and they've been engaging in violence. So while some of the violence can be attributed to people who say they've got an allegiance to Fretlin, we couldn't say all of the violence is attributed to that. I think it's a phase, and it's a phase of transition between the election and the announcement of results and the acceptance of those results.